Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah, Daf Kuf Dalet on the base. We'll finish off today, Mirtz Hashem, Simin Ayin, which deals with the halachos of people that are exempt from reading of Kriyashma. And we begin at the very bottom of Kuf Dalet and with Aleph, with Sif Dalet. And the Mechaber writes, Haya Osek B'Tzorchei Rabim, if a person was involved with the needs of the many, of the community, V'Yizman Kriyashma, and then it's time for Kriyashma, but he's involved doing things for the community, lo yafsik. The person should not stop what he's doing. Ela yigmar iskeyem, he should finish off doing what he was doing for the community, and then the yikra, im nishar eis likros. And then he should read Kriyashma later on, as long as there's hopefully time for him to still read the Kriyashma. It's not yet over zman Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tezayin explains that Tzorchei Rabim, Mayre she'ein shomi she'yishtadel elohu. It appears that there's nobody else that can take care of these needs of the Rabbim except him, and therefore that's why he doesn't have to stop to start reading Kriyashma when the time of Kriyashma starts. Because, the Mishnah Berurah continues, the Osek b'mitzvahu, he's involved in doing a mitzvah, and one who's involved in doing a mitzvah is potim in a mitzvah. Osek min a mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. And Dirshu footnote 34 brings down, afilu b'shoa shenoch, this is true even when he's resting, k'deshi ilo koach lahamshik lasok b'mitzvah, even when he takes a little bit of a breather, a break, in order to give him strength to continue to do the mitzvah, he's still exempt from the reading of Kriyashma at that point in time. Because the osek b'mitzvah, he's still called being osek in the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues, afilu m'osek rach b'atzolos b'monim. And this is true even if it's not a spiritual matter, even if it's only financial saving, he's saving the tzibur money, that is permissible. The issue footnote 35 brings down, this is even true if it's the money of an individual and not necessarily the money of the tzibur, that's still called osek b'tzorchei harabim, taking care of the needs of the rabbin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudzayin writes, mashma mizeh, we see from here, dim hischil b'isser, but the fact that we're saying in the Mechaber that it hasn't yet started for the Zman of Kriyashma, and then it becomes the Zman of Kriyashma, he shouldn't stop. The implication is that if he had started B'Isser, he should have read Kriyashma, but he didn't. So now, though the person should stop and interrupt what he's doing. He brings down, look at the Prima Godim, Shemitzadi, the B'chol Gavni, Eino Tzorch Lahafsik. He says the Prima Godim seems to suggest that that's not true. Even if it already was the Zman of Kriyashma when he started, he doesn't have to stop taking care of the Tzorchei Tzibur. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah writes regarding Lo Yafsik, he doesn't have to stop. However, the Im Yochol Lahasik LeKriyashma, if there is easy for him to stop to say Kriyashma, V'yachakach Lagzor V'ligmor Tzorchei Tzibur below Torah, Yafsik. But if it's easy for him to just stop what he's doing, say Kriyashma, and then continue with the Tzorchei Tzibur, and there really won't be any essential loss to the Tzibur, then he should stop and say Kriyashma. Kosaf a Prima Godim, Prima Godim writes, the Afogav do Osek B'Tzorchei Rabim Potim Kriyashma, even though this statement that the Mechaber had made, that if you're dealing with the matters of the Tzibur, you're potter from reading Kriyashma, Mimakom Mokom in Posach V'Korah Shapa Yotze Yidechova. If the person did stop, and he did read the Kriyashma, he is in fact Yotze. We don't say, the Lo Potter Mamush B'Kriyashma, we don't say that he was potter from reading Kriyashma, and therefore if he read it, then he's not Yotze. El Shu Oz Osek B'Mitzvah Cheres. He is dealing with another mitzvah, but it's not like he's really exempt from reading the Kriyashma, that if he read it, he isn't Yotze Yischova. And in fact, if the person did read the Kriyashma, then he was Yotze Yischova. The issue footnote 40. Number 40 brings down, the same thing is true, L'inyan Achilas Matzah, B'shosh Osek B'mitzvah Cheres. Brings down for the Sharet Zion over there in Simon Tov Ayin Hei, Sha'af Apishah Potter Mi'achilas Matzah B'Oso Shah, even though he's technically Potter at that moment from eating Matzah, Mikol Moko Mimocha Yotze Yidecho Vosso, nevertheless, he is Yotze if he does eat Matzah. However, L'inyan Onein, as opposed to a person who's waiting to bury his Nebuch, one of the Zion Krovim that has passed away, that person is Potter Mi'amitzos because he's Osek B'Kvuras Hameis, so they're the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Ayin Aleph, which we'll learn in a few days, since you really were exempt at that point in time, if you did read the Kriyashma, then you weren't Yotze. And then when you bury the person after the Kvura, you now are obligated, it's still Zman Kriyashma, to go read the Kriyashma. You can't say, well, I read it already. Similarly, the Onein Sheshama Kriyashma Megillah Biyom, if an Onein who heard the Megillah during the daytime also wasn't Yotze, and after the burial, if it's still daytime, Tzorich Loshuv V'Lekora. He has to read it again. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Yutes. Yigmor Iskeyem. They should finish off taking care of the needs of the Tzibur and then read Kriyashma. Omikol Mokom Yaseh Mashiyocho V'Yikro Lepochos Pasuk Rishon V'Baruch Shem Kvo Machos Olyon V'Ed Bizmano. If it's at all possible, you certainly should try to stop and read Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod at a minimum, and this way you'll be Yotze the essential din of Kriyat Shema, ki said dover kotzer, this is easy to do, it's so short, efshal afilu b'shar shosi b'tzor chetiba, even if you're dealing with the needs of the community, to stop and say Shema and Baruch Shem doesn't take really long at all, and you can hopefully do both. Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, im nishar, if there was time left in the Zman for Kriyat Shema, you can read Kriyat Shema after you finish the needs of the tzibur. He says, im lo nishar, ma yaseh, what should you do? If there is no time, hari osek b'mitzvah. So there is no penalty, so to say, because you were doing a mitzvah, you were dealing with the tzorche tzibur, and therefore you're not held accountable. However, when we call makom, chayiv lahaskir tzias mitzrayim. This exempts you from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but it doesn't exempt you from the obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. And this is Afilu Li'acha Shoves Man Kriyat Shema. This mitzvah is not in the same time period as Kriyat Shema, but this mitzvah is all day long. Shezoi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's a separate mitzvah from Kriyat Shema, u'mitzvah so kol hayom, and that mitzvah is all day. Even though it's instituted in the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, it's not part of the Kriyat Shema in terms of the chiyuv, in terms of the time of Kriyat Shema, and you have this obligation to be maski Yitzias Mitzrayim all day long. And therefore, if it's past the time for Kriyat Shema, Alkein Yomar Eze Parasha Sheyesh Bo Yitzias Mitzrayim. You should say some mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. For example, Dershu footnote 43 brings down from the Prima Gadim, you could just say Hashem Hotzianu Mi Mitzrayim, and that would be adequate. You would Yotze Yedei Chavoso by saying just such a simple thing. This is true. This is what you should do if it's beyond the time for you to say the bracha of Emes V'yatziv and Achon, etc. As we've already learned in Siman Nunches. He tells you to look in a number of other places as well where these dinam are discussed in greater detail. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'da, you should know. If what you're doing for the tzibur actually takes you past the time of midday, past chatzos, then you're not allowed to daven at that point. You no longer have the obligation to daven after chatzos, even according to most B'di'evit opinion. We're talking here about, of course, shacharis. You certainly shouldn't do eat something before you put on tefillin. As soon as you're done with dealing with the tzorchei tzibur, so now you have an opportunity to go put on tefillin or eat, so a person should go put on tefillin first, because the zman for tefillin is zmano kol hayom. And even according to what the Prima Gadim says in Simin Peites, also lo oz lechol kodim shemispal tefillas hamincha. You likewise should try to daven mincha first, before you eat. And certainly, if it's a half an hour after midday, when it's already Zman Tfilas Mincha, you should daven Mincha before you eat. Again, we're not talking here about Bikuach Nefashos. If a person doesn't eat, he would become deathly ill. Talking about a person just hungry. He's been dealing with Tzarchei Tzibur all day, but he should daven Mincha first. And he says, looking to save for Machane Yisrael and Perek Zayin for further discussion of this, the issue footnote number 47 brings this down, and he writes, Sha'af Alpi Shesuda Kitana, even though we allow normally a person to have a small meal before Mincha, because of her Amor, Shemut Lecho Lachai Tzarchei Tzibur, we allow such a thing. Here, however, Mikol Mokom, Kan Kivon Sha'adayin was followed class, since you didn't daven shachris. Remember, you were exempt from that. Also, lechol midin lo sochal al hadom. Here, the din of lo sochlu al hadom applies, and therefore, a person should daven mincha first. Therefore, imraev otzami, if the person is very hungry or thirsty. So the Machane Yisrael writes, mutal lo lechol, then a person would be allowed to eat. And he writes, shim lo hiniach tefillin, afilum hisra lechol posik. But if he didn't put on tefillin yet, so then, even if he started to eat, he should stop, because that's a mitzvah daraisa. Now we go to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Hoya Osek Bachila, if a person is eating, O Shoya Bemerchot, so he's in a bathhouse, O Shoya Osek Bitisporis, so he's taking a haircut, O Shoya Mahafek Bioros, or he's involved in work, he's tanning, and he's doing something with the hides, turning the hides, O Shoya Oskin Bedin, or he was involved in a Din Torah, Leha Rambam, according to the Rambam, Gomer, he can finish doing these activities, V'yachekach Kori Kriyashma, then he should go and read Kriyashma, because he started all of these activities when it was permissible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafalef writes, Uma Nikra Hascholo, what's called the start of these activities, go look in Siman Reish Lamed Beis for the details of those. In Sivkot and Chaf Beis, he writes, that the Rambam says, Gomer V'yachekach, you can then read Kriyat Shema, Hainu Kishu Mishar Shi Yishar Lo Zman Likros. This is only if he calculates that he'll still have plenty of time to say Kriyat Shema after he finishes one of these activities that we started before the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Umasha kosa the imhoya misyare, and we're going to learn in a second if you're afraid that he won't have time. Shemisari shema ein hashara, so mechuvenes heitev. We're saying over there that he's concerned that he hasn't calculated it properly, that he'll have time to say kriyashma. Now we'll see this inside in the mechaber. Vimhoya misyare shema yavor zman kriyashma. If the person is concerned that, as the Mishnah Berurah said, he's not going to calculate it right, and he thinks he has time to say Kriyat Shema at the conclusion of the meal or the bathing or the haircut, etc., but he's afraid that he's not calculating correctly, and he stops now from what he's doing, even though he wasn't mechuyev to, and he reads Kriyat Shema now, and then he continues doing these other activities, harei zeh mishubach. This is praiseworthy and the proper way that a person should act. However, the Mechaber continues, according to the Ravid's opinion, Ullah Ravid, you don't have this luxury like the Rambam said that you can wait. According to the Ravid, Mavsik Vikore, you have to stop these activities and read the Kriyat Shema, Af Apishei Shuos Lekros, even though you calculate that you will have time to go and complete the entire Shema after the conclusion of these activities, there still be the Zman Kriyat Shema not yet finished, and the Ravid says you still have to stop. And the Ramah adds, go look Lekamon in Simon Reish Lamed Hei for additional details. So let's look at what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about these few remaining items. In Siv Katan Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, according to the Rambam, you have to stop. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'haskamas rov v'achronim, v'chemat kulam. He says the opinion of the majority of the achronim, in fact, almost all of them, is da'ikar toloi b'milsa da'araisa b'hisro b'heto b'isser. The bottom line is did he start with permission or not? Was he allowed to do this activity or not at the beginning of the Zman? V'im Kain, according to this, Lefize, Bimlocha, in regards to work, Obuchol Eluhan Yonim Levad Miachila, with all of the other items that we mentioned, with the exception of eating, Im Hiskel Kodim Amura Shachar, if he began before it was Amura Shachar, in other words, when all of these activities were permitted, because it wasn't yet the Zman to Davin, and Tzarech Livsok, he doesn't have to stop, because he began them with permission, and according to the understanding here that he'll have time to finish them after the activity is done, he'll still have time to say Kriyat Shema. It's still within the Zman of Kriyat Shema, so therefore he doesn't have to stop. Im Yishar Lo Shos Achar Shigmar Likros Kriyat Shema Shema Ulispalel. So then, Darei Kaimelon Lekamon B'Simon Peites De Lo Gazu Somuch L'Shachris. The rabbis never instituted that you can't do these things before the Zman of Shachris, and therefore Vim Kain Hisru Beheter. He began all these activities Beheter. He calculates he'll have time to say Kriyat Shema and Davin after these activities are done, albeit not at the very beginning of the Zman. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that you would be allowed to do all of these things. However, if he began these activities after it was the sun had been seen in the horizon, the light of the sun had been seen in the horizon, dawn, the hiskel be'isser, and at this point you're not allowed to do any activities before you dive in, so he began these activities be'isser, so then posek l'kriyat shema, then you must stop as soon as it's his month for kriyat shema, do daraisa, because this is din daraisa. However, but for the dinim that are derabbanon, for the brachos of Kriyat Shema, or even the Shemone Esrei, which according to the way we paskin is derabbanon, so even though you began not beheter, you're not mechuyev to go and stop and interrupt these activities as long as you'll have time to finish them after you conclude the activity. And when you complete the activity, then you can say the brachos of Kriyat Shema, the Kriyat Shema, and say Shemone Esrei. But of course, you have to make sure that you'll have time. It's still within the Zman for these tfilos. Avlam Roosh Hazman Over. But if you see that it's going to be too late, then Tzorech Lahafsik Miyad. Then the person must stop immediately. And if you don't stop, Afilu Yavor Zman Tfilo Bitzibor Eino Chayiv Lahafsik. And in all the places that you don't have to stop, Afilu yavor zman tfilo b'tzibor eno chayav lahafsik. Even if this means that you'll miss davening with the tzibor, you still don't have to stop, as long as you'll have time to say the prayer that we're talking about within the zman for that tfila. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, ul'inyan achila, in regards to eating, mashma min ha-mechaber, we see from the mechaber in Simen Peites Sivhei, the sfirulei le'ikor adin de me'achila tzorech livsok tekef sha'ola amur ha-shachar. Achila is different. Here you have to stop as soon as it becomes dawn. Even though you started eating way before that, here you have to stop. And here we have a separate understanding that you're not allowed to go and continue eating once it becomes dawn. Here you have to stop as long as you haven't davened. You're not allowed to eat before the davening. Sivkon Chavdal of the Mishnah writes that you have to stop according to the Ravid and read the Kriya Shema at that point, even if you started the Heter. Mashma Deliacha Shiikor Kriya Shema Avshlo Espalla Dayin Mutu Ligmar Kolel on Yom Shiskel. Only Shema, which is Daraisa, did you have to stop for, but all the other things, which are only Midrabbanon, you technically, if you began them the Heter, you don't have to say them as well now. Ukmoshe Kosavle Besiv Kotna Kodm, as we just already learned in the previous Sif. This is not true about achila. The achila kvar kosavna d'sarach gam kilis balam mikodem. For achila, it's different, as we've already pointed out. And the Mishnah Berurah says v'nakti mishum shar dvarim. It was only listed over here because all the other things were listed, and that's why this was listed here as well. Alternatively, inami mishum kriyashma shel arvis nakti. Or alternatively, it was written over here because of the kriyashma and the nighttime kriyashma. The behu shayach gam kain kol elu hadinim, because this applies at night for all the other things as well. Ubishal arvis vadeim hiskel b'chol elu achamisha dvarim b'soch achretz ishar shekodim seisak kochavim mafsik biyad. In the nighttime, all of these things, if you began them within a half an hour of the time to daven ma'ariv seisak kochavim, then you have to stop them immediately. Then, as soon as the Tzeis HaKochavim comes, you read the Shema even without the brachos, and then so you can finish off your eating or the other things or shar davar that you were doing, and afterwards korei kriyashma again ubirchosel with the brachos from Mispal and you say the Shemona Esrei, as we'll learn these halachos in Sif Reish Lamid Hey, and you can look there as well. He says in the Prima Gadim in Sif Katan Chav Hey, the Mishnah Berurah comments on the statement of the Mechaber that according to the Ravid, you have to interrupt, even if there's still going to be time to still read the Kriya Shema in the right time. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is a gzeira, shema yimoshech behem. The rabbis instituted this to tell you to stop, even though you think there'll be time to read it afterwards, because you may not have calculated correctly, shema yimoshech behem. You'll get so involved in doing these activities, they'll drag on beyond the zman, the avos zman Kriya Shema, and the time for Kriya Shema will pass. The eino domel tefilas hamincha, and this is not similar to regarding the halacha tefilas hamincha that we'll learn in Simon Reish Lamed Beis, shema hizcho b'chol elu kodim shispalel eino tzorich. By mincha, if you began all of these things in the proper heter, then you don't have to interrupt, even though we could argue the same gezeirah should be made over there. Maybe you'll drag them on and you'll forget to say mincha. By mincha, we don't say this. Why? Lefisha kriyashma hi min haTorah. Kriyashma is daraisa, and mincha is only the rabbanon, and therefore hechmiru bo yosef. The rabbis were much stricter in regards to this, according to the Ravid. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Sif Katan Chavav that the Ramah said, go look in Simon Reish Lamed Hey. Wrote Zal Omar, the Sham Mevor Achiluk Ben Hiskel Beheter Lihiskel Beisr. There it discusses whether a person began with permission or didn't begin with permission. And he says, go look over there for further details. This concludes Simon Ayin and today's Shir.